Unknown is probably the best BL that's come out in 2024. I am going to make this podcast really quick and dirty. It's not going to be like a huge long rambling session. I'm just letting y'all know this is an incredible show that is not talked about enough. And I think I know some of the reasons why it's not talked about enough. Hi, I'm Monique. I'm the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and so much more. This episode is going to be all about Unknown. This is a Taiwanese BL. It has been airing for a little bit now. I believe at the time of me recording this, we're upon episode 8, and there's going to be 12 episodes altogether. I believe you can watch the majority of it on YouTube. I think Yuko is one of the other streaming services or apps that you can watch this show on, but it's not getting a lot of attention. And I think partly why it's not is because it's not just the BL. It is a very involved story and there's a lot of moving parts in it, but it also is a little taboo as well. And if someone was to explain to you the show in bare bones terms, most people would probably be really put off by it and not give it a second thought. And I get that. I'm almost hesitant to make this podcast episode myself because it's hard to explain the beauty of the show, but I'm just telling you right off the bat, it's very, very well acted. And Chris in particular, who plays the lead character in the show, Quinn, it does a really great job. And it's cinematography, in addition to the music selection and choices and the things that it chooses to focus your attention on, and little things like the theme of red, which I believe is tying and referencing like the red string about, and that kind of plays into what destiny is and two people that are having soul ties to one another and that they were meant to find one another in this life. And in this life or the next, always find a way to be linked back to one another. But both actors in this show really do a phenomenal job. And we even haven't gotten to the actual romance part yet of the show. But the basic premise of it is we start off with Quinn, the main character. And he has a really unstable childhood. His mom was emotionally and physically very abusive to him. The show is good in not showing you a lot of the abuse that he encountered, but one thing that they do don't show in detail, but you can read between the lines, is that he was also sexually abused by his mom. So he has a lot of problems as far as intimacy in general and trust. And he hasn't really had any guardians or any proper parental figures in his life. His mom was also struggling with a lot of addiction as well. The father wasn't in the picture. So he had it pretty rough. And I think when he is in his teen years, he gets into a gang. And obviously that also comes with its own trials and tribulations. But he's doing the best he can that so he can at least regroup and get some resources for him and his half-sister in the show. And along the way, one night he happens to stumble across this boy, and he is homeless, he's on the street, and the way his behavior is he's almost feral, you know. And I don't want to describe him as an animal, but he comes off almost like a wounded puppy, you know. He is combative, like verbally, he's like, get away from me, don't come near me, don't approach me. And Quinn, wanting to help him out, says, okay, I'm not touching you, I'm staying away from you. But he ends up, you know, stopping by his corner every night and leaving him food or something of need for him. And eventually this boy, Yun, gains his trust, or Quinn is able to gain his trust, because Quinn keeps showing up. He's a constant and is finding ways to give him food or give him money or give him something of need. And this boy ends up following him home, saying, take me in, you're already going this far to look out for me, and I'm now beginning to trust you. And you know, Quinn, he's very introverted, he keeps to himself, and he kind of pushes people away. So even though he's helping this boy out, he's at first very resistant. or very resistant, but finally brings him in. And then this boy essentially lives with him and his sister, and almost becomes like an adoptee brother. He becomes like a younger brother to him, but essentially Quinn is playing the role of guardian slash big brother to him, and ends up growing up along with him and his sister. And somewhere along the way, that level of hero worship and that love kind of twists itself into something else. So Yun, the younger character, the younger brother, and I say that in quotations because he's not actually his brother, starts to view Quinn differently. And as he gets older, like he's now in his late teens, about to be legally adult, the show starts to demonstrate, while both of these characters are deeply wounded, have a lot of emotional trauma, a lot of emotional wounds, they have this level of love and connection to one another, but it's starting to shift. And Quinn is noticing this, but doesn't understand why it's happening and doesn't know what's happening. And it's starting to freak him the hell out. And how the show handles that and the fallout once Quinn can no longer deny that the feelings that Yun has for him has changed from, you know, being grateful and having a lot of gratitude towards him to something more, to something deeper. And just the messiness of it all and how it all just kind of shatters the illusion of this family, and it brings about so many turbulent emotions. I'm telling you right now, the way the show is written and the way it's acted and the music and the cinematography and all the symbolism in the show is phenomenal. I understand the subject matter is taboo, and just how I described it, and I'm trying to describe it with some nuance and some clarity so that it doesn't seem like a groomer creeper type show. I can still see someone watching or hearing this and being taken aback, like, that BL is not for me. I'm not interested in none of that. Like, I get it, but I think that might be one of the barriers as to why this show isn't as popular. And obviously, you know, there's production houses, there's amount of funding. BL as a genre itself too is still relatively new, and there's going to be a lot of resistance towards that. I mean, obviously we live in a world that's still full of a lot of prejudice, so a lot of people in general probably won't be open-minded to even consuming BLs. I don't even want to get into whole fetishization commentary. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing, right? But this show is really great. There's another BL that I'm also concurrently watching as well that I most likely will have a podcast episode about up already before even posting this. But this one to me is the one of 2024. I highly doubt anything else that will come out this year will come even close to the brilliance that is this show and how it handles such sensitive topics and sensitive subject matter that is very taboo, but somehow also really beautiful and poignant. I just can't see it. But I'm making this podcast episode just to say, if you haven't heard about it and you're a BL type girly, or you're someone that just wants to watch something a little bit different and you want to watch something that's a little bit emotionally resonant and none of the dramas are really hitting for you lately, this is probably one that you should check out, because I'm finding that I'm kind of falling into a slump. A lot of the shows that have come out right now just don't hold my interest at all. And there was a few that I was actually teasing that I was going to review on this podcast, and then after just like watching maybe a minute or so or seeing the commentary about the shows on social media, I was like, oh, you know what? On second thought, nah, not for me. There are like so many big K-dramas out right now which I have zero interest in watching. And unfortunately, amidst a snowstorm of love, which is a C-drama that I was reviewing very heavily on this podcast, concluded, and I'm just kind of left floundering. So the few shows that I have right now that really have grabbed my interest are very special to me, and they're kind of helping me through this drama drought. So Unknown is really great. I don't know if this is quick and dirty as I promised in the show's opening, but I'm just letting you know that this show is phenomenal. At the time of me probably posting this podcast, we'll be on episode 9, I believe. So just stay tuned for the show. There's about 12 episodes altogether. It is just phenomenal work. And if you are looking for something a little different and you're into BLs, or at least open-minded, I would give this show a shot. I think it's well worth your time. Anyways, that's it for me for this podcast. If you're watching via YouTube, let me know your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I really love you and I appreciate you as well. And wherever you are, morning, noon, evening, thank you for tuning in. Till next one.